We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in our final segment today talking about the issue of internet safety, specifically for the youth in Tuolumne County. Joined today by Sheriff Bill Pooley, also two others from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, Captain David Vasquez, and Public Information Officer and Investigator Ashley Bujikian. Investigator Bujikian, I'll go back to you as we kick off this final segment. We talked a lot about, you know, criminal aspects when it comes to scams and things that are impacting local youth in the community and drugs and that type of thing. I'm curious just the topic of bullying. Are you seeing a rise in that when it comes to the youth in the community, when it comes to these online devices and different places?
We are seeing a rise in what's called cyberbullying. And cyberbullying was recently made a crime, a misdemeanor crime, because we were seeing not just here in our community, but across the entire U.S., a rise in bullying online, kids bullying each other. So I do see that frequently. It's probably the second most common thing I used to see as the school resource officer. And that would just be when they would target each other on social media or use social media to go back and forth threatening each other. And then that would spill over into the school day frequently or some kind of incident outside of school.
Captain Vasquez, anything you'd like to add?
No, I think it's a great point that Ashley brings up about the targeting. It's one of those things where it's all angles. And it's to the point where that window of opportunity that we talked to before is that device, anybody can crawl through that window of opportunity with any of this type of information, whether it's bullying, whether it's about, drugs or alcohol or vapes or any type of, behavior or that's related to crime. And I think that going back, the big question mark is when you see those things or you identify those things, have the conversations, talk to the kids, where are they getting this material, who is it, what are the numbers, communicate with the kids, help them work through it. I think that my biggest thing that I tell parents, because I get a lot of people that reach out, I found this, what do I do? For me, as a preemptive measure, I always say, be first. Be first to your kids. Be first to explain to them that they're not talking who do they think they're talking to online. Be first to explain what happens when you send photos of any kind is that you can never take that back. You can never get that photo back once it's out on the internet, or the comments that you write, you can never get those back once they're written out there and they're sent out on the internet. Educate them about the things that they're trying to buy. Take them to the stores, walk them to the aisle, show them what a vape looks like. So that way, the first time they see it, it's not being introduced by a stranger over the internet or by somebody they don't know or another person who has obtained vapes and is trying to pressure them. Because like Investigator Bujikian said, it's not just the bullying, but even just the pressure of doing things and the cajoling or the influence that kids have over each other at the school setting. It's very strong, especially at the adolescent age, for sure, in youth. So I think be first is the message for parents and create that space where it's a safe area to talk without violating trust. And I think that would be the message for me.
Sheriff Pooley, anything you'd like to add?
No, going back to the bullying, when I was a kid, if there was a bully at school, you dealt with it at school and you went home and you played with your friends or you were safe at home, you were away from it. Now with the cyberbullying, it can be constant. It's in their bedroom at night. They're getting text messages and, just this bullying constantly, constantly, constantly. And I think that as a parent, you probably need to take those phones away at certain times of the day, give them a break, have some other type of activity. Especially for young kids, I think just constant access can be a very bad thing. And I think, hey, let's take these away. Let's go outside. Let's play ball. Whatever it is that your child's interested in. And I think that when you see your child withdrawing and going into the bedroom to use the phone, you really need to intervene. I think early on, I said earlier, set the ground rules. I think that was a little bit, maybe a little harsh. I think you almost need to have an atmosphere within your home that we're always going to be looking at. It's just a common practice. We're all going to share everything on these phones. There should be no secrets on these phones. And build that relationship up so when they are in those teen years, it's not such a hard conversation. Get in there. Be with these kids early. It's to me, it's terrifying. It really is the amount of access that strangers have to your children. You wouldn't invite a total stranger into your home, nor should you allow them into your home via social media.
was a very important conversation, very eye-opening, and many, many factors being discussed here today. And we have just a couple minutes left. I might go around one more time. Investigator Bujiki, and anything, final comments you'd like to have or advice to guardians and community members?
Well, really, it comes down to paying attention, right? And teaching our kids to have that wisdom to discern between good and bad, whether that's in person or on the internet. So parents are the number one force against all of the crimes that we're talking about.
Captain Vasquez, any additional final advice and comments?
I think just always be aware of any of the presentations that the schools are offering. I know that we partner closely with all the schools. Sheriff's been, it's been one of the driving forces to be involved in the schools, get the school resource officers there to have those conversations. And so I would just urge parents to be aware of the events that take place at our schools. I know there's one coming up in May at Somerville. We received an email asking us to partner with that, where we had Detective Nathan Yorston put together a great presentation, which now resonates throughout the community, and we'll continue giving that presentation to parents and anybody willing to learn. And it addresses all of these things: internet safety, vapes, and the dangers of drugs and alcohol.
Very good. And Sheriff Pooley?
BJ, I just first and foremost want to thank you for inviting us here, giving us the platform to reach out to the community. It's such an important topic. I want to thank you for allowing us to be here. We could sit here and talk for hours, and I think you've heard it from all three of us. The parents just have to be involved. Be involved with your children as much as possible. Don't let these people into your home.
You know, one last final question for any of the three of you. You know, if a parent is listening today, they heard something, they might have a question or a follow-up they want to ask. What's the best way to kind of reach out and get any type of answers?
So you can contact us at the Sheriff's Office. Our administrative number is 209-533-5855. If you talk to whoever answers the phone, we'll put you in touch with the right people.
Well, we thank you all for coming on today.
You bet.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our panel of guests talking about an important topic of youth in the community and internet and safety measures and scams that are being witnessed. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We've been joined on the program today by Captain David Vasquez with the Sheriff's Office, Investigator Ashley Bujikian, and Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.